This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Mazzina Show.
Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Let me be the first to welcome you to another session of sanity. That's right. Throw it out there. You decide what to do with it. I don't like some other groups. I don't force it down your throat. Here it is. Here's what I found. Here's what it says. What can I tell you? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I got a lot of quick stories I want to go through. Barack Lori will join us in the next hour. You know, he's written several books, a few about atheism and how atheism kills. Not atheists kill, but atheism kills. And they're great books. You know what? He wrote the first one in trying to prove there was no God. And as most people try to go prove that God doesn't exist, they usually end up believing in their mind after they look at the evidence that he does. And, you know, it's their own path, their own journey, and they got to get there. So, anyhow, this particular school gender consultant called Jesus a drag queen. Now, can you imagine for a moment somebody calling Muhammad a drag queen? I'm not. I'm just saying, you know, God, I respect everybody's right to worship the way they want to. All right? But think about that. Now, Sarah Sovia, I can't even. She's a Charleston District School Board Trans and Gender Diverse Student Support Coordinator. Wow. I have to get bigger business cards these days. She has since deleted the tweet, which was, here's a reminder that Jesus himself was a radical activist and a drag queen. Well, why would you put that in there? I mean, unless you truly believed it, why would you put it in there? Right? Makes no sense whatsoever. So here's a reminder that Jesus himself was a radical activist and a drag queen, and also not white. Is that supposed to... Now, Jesus was radical for the day, for what he was saying, the things he was doing. Well, I suppose he's an activist, if you want to take it from a standpoint, which he was trying to correct people on the reality, the truth, who he was, what he was doing there, and truly what God wanted from us. Okay, good. He was actively trying to get people to turn back to God. Yeah, okay, that's good. The drag queen? Don't even know how she ties that in. Now, this false accusation against Jesus was followed by a meme showing Jesus wearing a white robe, reading to children with overdone makeup, like, you know, 70s clown makeup, basically. Right? And in his robe. But because they're too dull to figure it out, the meme's capture was, oh, look, it's a man in a dress telling stories to children. I mean, I'm telling you, I don't know how much acid you have to drop to have that make sense. Savoia identifies herself with the she-they pronouns. That's according to her Twitter file. The she goes on to say, let me see, what is this? Missing my family as they celebrate Good Friday. Here's a reminder that Jesus himself was a radical activist, a drag queen, and also not white. Happy Easter to all those celebrating. You know, like she's trying to endear herself and then writes peace like this, right? I mean, seriously. Now, many slammed her tweet as out of touch. Right, so now, I guess, now if you look at, I don't know the culture, but if you look at what the Saudis wear, right, what they all have robes on. I won't say all, I don't want to be that person. 85-90% of them have robes on. Does that mean they're drag queens? I mean, that is Middle Eastern garb, is it not? And the funny thing about it, nobody, I don't know anybody makes fun of that stuff. It's what you wear. Following the outrage sparked by the tweet, she deleted it and locked her account down. See, perfect coward. Right there. If you believe in what you put, look at, I've been called out on stuff that I put up. Well, come on, just take it down, everything. But no, I won't. If I put something up, unless I go back and look at it later, or somebody points out something to me that doesn't make sense, and I go back later and go, yeah, you know what? I missed that. I didn't see that. I didn't see what was in the background. I'll pull it down. But if I believe in what I said and I put it up there, I don't care. That's it. End of discussion. Deal with it. Dr. Aaron Rock, the pastor of Harvest Bible Church in Windsor, told a news outlet that the tweet is offensive to all Christians. The very notion that Jesus dressed as a woman so he could entertain children is offensive to all Christians, unbecoming to a public official as well. It's not the first time this public official has put up controversial things. Right? She allegedly proposed students making pronoun flowers to celebrate International Pronoun Day. And she shared a present. You know, these are all Hallmark. These are all Hallmark holidays. Think about all the cards that they could make and put out there. You know what I mean? Sorry. Yes, I am having fun with it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you spent with me. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Thomas, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. You know, seriously, get involved and get engaged. Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has made it so that we can make a few bucks. You can save a few bucks, and you will enjoy the product. He swears you will. He's so sure you'll enjoy his product that it's a great money-back guarantee. So MyPillow.com, check it out, and I'm telling you, pillows, sheets, pillowcases, mattress covers, towels. I like the towels. The towels are really cool. And they really do dry you. They don't just push the water around your skin, you know? Anyway, so, yeah, I mean, check it out. And, you know, the funny thing about it is you don't have to buy anything. Unlike other things that the other guys put out, you can peruse the site. You can look around and go, eh, I don't think so. And nobody is going to come after you. Wow, there's let that soak in for a second. MyPillow.com. Hit it up. Take a look at it. Promo code Joe on the way out. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%, depending on what you're buying. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. You will be very happy. Okay, leaks, and more leaks. I mean, look at the leaks that have been hitting. This administration, Obama's administration, when they don't like something, when something isn't going their way and they want it gone, they want to get rid of it, they start leaking out information. Look at what they did at the Supreme Court. They're all young people, which is very scary, which means you're seeing kids, yeah, that's right, mental kids, that have no loyalty to this country. They don't understand what they put in charge of. This young person was in the Air National Guard, I believe. I mean, they took an oath to protect the country. That's a leak information like they did. The information they leaked, and you don't get to decide whether it protects the country or not. You don't get to decide whether it's something that people should know. Because you don't know who's getting it. This is it's ridiculous. It's becoming a joke. They're supposed to be protecting us, and you can't tell me they are. Not at all, not in the least. You know, it's wrong. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Some are screaming. Some of the feminine. Do we even have feminists anymore? Right? Or do they not exist? And now they're screaming, hey, look, you are wiping us out. And they are so right. You know, by getting a stingray. No, by getting away with changing all the gender identity stuff, where women are no longer women. You can't even define what a woman is. So you can't even say, I want to date a woman, because they can't tell you what that is. Right? Just craziness. But now that after getting rid of the terminologies for a woman and all of that, where are the feminists screaming, you know, what do you mean we're chest feeders? Right? What do you mean we're the birthing person? What is that? You look at that and you have to decide on your own, I guess. Is it a big deal? Is it not a big deal? Why isn't it a big deal? Why is it a big deal? So, you know, the question should be, does inclusive terminology, will it, could it, erase biological women? Right? I think yes. And I think that when you look at what's going on, I mean, again, kids are already confused about who they are, what they are, what they want to be, what they should be chasing. I mean, are we serious here? You got to give them something that is true, something that's real, something they can hold on to. Because right now, these kids have nothing. I mean, they genuinely have nothing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Walmart, well, you already know this, right? They announced this week that they're closing 4 stores in Chicago just in a matter of days. They won't even have to empty them out. The community will do it for them, I'm sure. Elected officials said that decision to close the stores worsens the food, you know, supply in the area. Right? I mean, but why should they stay? Why stay in an area where you're doing all kinds of damage to them? You're doing damage to the stores. You're stealing their stuff. What is going on? Right? The elected officials can do something about this, but they don't want to. They want you to come back. They want you to stay there. They want you to get robbed. You want to give your employees a chance to get beat up. That's how the left mind thinks. It's really scary. Walmart has closed dozens of stores nationwide this year, citing underperformance as an issue. That's not it, though. Go look at where they closed these stores. Chicago, Seattle, Portland, New York. Why do you think they did that? Anybody got a clue? Now, again, you can say whatever you want. They're going to say whatever they want to save their behinds. In a rare press release in April, early April, when they announced the store closure, Walmart said bluntly that these stores have not been profitable since we opened the first one nearly 17 years ago. These stores lose tens of millions of dollars a year. Their annual loss has nearly doubled in just the last 5 years. The remaining four Chicago stores continue to face the same business difficulties, but we think this decision gives us the best chance to help keep them open and serve the community where we can. It's just amazing. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, previous mayor, she said in a statement that she was incredibly disappointed by the decision. Unceremoniously, now, this is great. Don't you love when they get this little righteous indignation, or so they think it is? Unceremoniously abandoning these neighborhoods will create barriers to basic needs for thousands of residents. No, they're just going to steal them. Don't worry about it. You want them to restock the steal? At least reimburse Walmart on, you know, what it cost them to put the product on the shelf that you want to allow stuff to keep getting stolen. Right? Now, even Walmart, in leaving, is leaving money on the table, working with the employees that will be letting go, giving them somewhat of a long-term buyout, if you would. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Let that fester. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. Attorney General says the man accused of leaking classified Pentagon documents has been arrested.
Jack Douglas Teixeira, in connection with an investigation into alleged unauthorized removal, retention, and transmission of classified national defense information.
Merrick Garland said 21-year-old Jack Teixeira surrendered without incident Thursday. He's a member of the intelligence wing of the Massachusetts Air National Guard. Garland says Teixeira will appear at a U.S. District Court in Massachusetts. The shooter who killed five people at the Old National Bank in Louisville was dealing with depression and anxiety. Peter Palmer, a spokesperson for the gunman's family, family said his family was working with him and he was in treatment. Palmer said he's unaware of whether he was taking medication. Authorities also released 911 calls, including one from the shooter's mother, who said her son had a gun and was heading to the bank. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Not going to happen. All right, Joe's here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the way we win. We win when you get involved. We win when you get informed. We win, you know, when you engage and engage smartly. No, one of you guys in the chat room just said, a guy sitting in a bathtub drinking a Coors beer watching basketball. Really? Oh, God. You know, I was joking about that commercial last week, and I was saying to myself, what women sit in a tub and they have a beer? I think I was talking to Sonya about that last week. Can't wait till I get that tub with the bubblies and me a big beer bud. Usually it's a glass of wine, something along those lines, you know? Anyway, I don't know because I've never sat in a tub with bubblies having a glass of wine. I can't say I've done that. It's just amazing what they think. Now the higher-ups, by the way, in that situation, now saying, yeah, you know, we didn't know that was going to happen. We didn't do that. We didn't approve that. I don't know who thought that was cool. We didn't think it was cool. Yeah, right. Now they're scrambling big time. And that's good. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah, the Walmart. Yeah, so they're closing stores. And the elected officials in Chicago are getting upset about it because they're leaving people. Now, check this out. They're leaving people without food or blankets or other things and necessities of life. You mean they can't drive somewhere else and buy them, number one. Number two, why don't you work on helping to curb the crime that's driving them out? What do you think? Right? What do you think? Unceremoniously, they abandon these neighborhoods. They'll create barriers to basic needs of thousands of residents. That's according to Lori Lightfoot. You know, but they're at least making arrangements with their employees so they just don't stop getting paid like, you know, Friday, bang, end of discussion. In an announcement, Walmart said that all affected store employees would be assisted in transferring to any other Walmart or Sam Club location. And those that don't transfer, well, they'll pay them through August. Right? That's not bad. That's nice. And frankly, if you've been there for a period of time, they are seriously considering extending the benefits, you know, medical benefits, that kind of stuff, to help the employees through the end of the year. You should at that point have enough time to, I would hope, I'm not going to guarantee it because, you know, I'm not God. Can't make it happen. But they figure that'll give you enough time, truly, to find another job, You know, get what you need to get months. Gives you months. Even gives you some time off during the summer. You know what I'm saying? 855-732-5563. There is an Illinois layoff law, I guess. It's a little broader in scope. It requires many large employers to provide 60 calendar days notice before location closure that is expected to result in 75 or more job losses. And Walmart is known for filing in advance, you know, where it's required by law. The employers who close without full notice may be responsible for paying workers for up to 60 days, but Walmart appears to go well beyond covering that period. There's no issue there, right? They're providing 17 weeks. Walmart declined to comment. You know, it's not up to them to discuss what they're doing with each individual employee. You know, and funny, because the local lawmakers are up in arms. They're making a lot of noise over this. And again, I said, we go back to what I said before. Stop the crime. Kick it down. Give them more police. Make it go away. And Walmart may not. You know, people are replying or relying on Walmart for their daily needs. Well, no kidding. Got to pay for them, though. Can't keep stealing them. Right? They're closing the stores down. They've already said why. Okay, not only are they not profitable, but they're not safe for their employees. The coalition included two state representatives, a state senator, incoming and current members of Chicago City Council, called the move unethical. Why? You ever notice that? Why? You don't like something? Not that you're afraid of. But if you don't agree with something they're doing, you're phobic? Really? The communities of the south and west sides of Chicago have already been struggling with increased food costs due to inflation. Yeah, that's your guy at work. All right, Walmart's decision to close four stores, predominantly black and brown communities. Oh, yeah, that's... I'm sure they sat there and said, hey, we're losing money. Where do we have stores in black or brown communities we can close down? I don't care if it's black, brown, white, green, red, purple, blue, or whatever. If you're going to damage their stores, if you're going to steal their stuff every chance you get, if you're going to threaten their employees, why should they stay? What's the reasoning? Right? They're worried about the increase in grocery costs. Well, I'll tell you what. Maybe Walmart should stay and just charge commensurate with what it costs them to keep the place safe. Fill the place with security guards, with armed members of the military, off-duty police officers. That's what I would do. Right? I mean, these people are great. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732 556. You've got legislators calling for people to go out and picket in front of the stores. Hey, when they say they're closing something and they're not going to be there, they're not going to be there. Who are you picketing in front of? Really? You know? Since February, they have announced plans to close 20 retail locations in about 11 states, including Washington, D.C. Gee, why would they close one there? What could it be? What could be happening? You know, I mean, seriously, this is worse than crazy. I mean, that's it. I'm not just saying that because it's sensational, but this is worse than crazy. All right. I wonder if we can, what can we do? Now, let's see if we can do a lighthearted story for a moment. What do you think? Anybody? It's about Brooke Shields. How bad could it be? Who is, by the way, getting older? I think she's my age. Right? Brooke Shields and Drew Barrymore. Oh, that's right. She's got that show going on. God bless. Oh, wow. Anyway, always a pleasure. Brooke Shields, Drew Barrymore, they were talking about growing up as child stars. Barrymore asked Drew if her mom ever dated any of her boyfriends. Shields said no. She was in love with me. Both of us were cut off from our sexuality. What the heck does that mean? Now, she opened up about her experience as a child star. And she said when the 51st States Act of Shields and her mother, Terry, ever dated any of her boyfriends, Shields said no, because she was in love with me, the pretty baby star. Shields reportedly went on to add that she was her mother's main focus and that Terry wasn't interested in dating men during that period. Both of us were cut off from our sexuality, she said. I don't. Anybody know what that means? She said, I was going to stay a virgin. She was going to be just Terry Terrific. And when Barrymore joked that her own mother was so enamored with her that she ended up dating Barrymore's former boyfriends. Oh, God. Sure. You want your kids in movies. Go for it. I would let my kids. There was opportunity, but I would let my kids do it. I had heard so much about it. I knew people in the business. Keep your kids out. Stay away from Hollywood, Joe. Right? And if you really love your kids, why would you subject them to that? My youngest son actually thanked me for not allowing him to be involved in this stuff. Because he knows kids. He knows people who've had trouble with it, right? You know, Shield said that she understood the needy and weird behavior of others. She said her relationship with her mother and her sexual assault in the new Hulu documentary titled Pretty Baby, a reference to one of Shield's films. In the two-part documentary, Shield said that she was raped in her early 20s by a powerful Hollywood executive. Elsewhere in the documentary, Shield spoke about her infamous 1980 Calvin Klein jeans ad and her experience having sex for the first time, because that's something we all want to know about, don't we? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Don't forget your host. Always a pleasure. 855-GO-SHOW, 855-732. You know, 5562. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It really is the right thing to do. Fight for your kids. Fight for your nieces, your nephews, your grandchildren. Don't give up. You can make differences. You can make changes. People do it all the time. All right, finish this up. I just thought it was a nice, lighthearted story to start with. I know, right? Brooke Shields. And she talked about her growing up in Hollywood and what went down there, how her mom tried to protect her, but you know, there were issues and things that would happen, which is what I keep saying to people who think, oh, I'm trying to get my kids to the movies, I'm trying this, I'm trying that. Yeah, I don't think you can protect them. Not from the Hollywoodites. I think they want your kids, they want those kids. I think it's scary, frankly. That's why I never let them in there. And like I said, my son was very happy with me because he knows people that went into it and are either not out of it or got out of it and are not doing well or took a while to do well. Okay? Anyway, you know, your kids are precious. Yeah, all kids are precious. And it's up to us to keep an eye. Keep an eye out. You can't protect every child. Nobody can. But you know what? At least let somebody know what's going on. You see something that doesn't look right, let somebody know what's going on. With the sex trafficking and that kind of thing going on nowadays, I'm no expert. I don't know what to look for. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always be involved. Always have the information you need to be able to push forward. Okay? Like I always say, it just ain't that hard. I don't know, did I hit on this last night? PJ Media, story from them that was posted, which I thought was kind of interesting. They asked the question, why are native impersonators fired while female impersonators are celebrated? Right? Give that some thought. A president of Memorial University was fired by the university's Board of Regents in April 2023, according to an Epoch Times report. She claimed that her father's great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, I can't even pronounce this word. The claim was challenged by the CBC report, which led to further questioning of the universities. Now, the teacher for years listed membership with the unrecognized Bras de Or Mi'kmaq. This was a Nova Scotia Native American or Native Nova Scotian tribe. In 2019, Timmons accepted an award from a group, a national Indigenous-led charity celebrating Indigenous education and achievement. The website said that she was from Nova Scotia, or the Native tribe was from Nova Scotia. But when you think about this, you know, again, here she is trying to live out truly who she is and what she is. Now, some say it's false. It's not real. I'm not going to make a judgment. I don't know one way or the other. And she did it. Apparently, she did it by accident. Okay? I'm going to leave it at that because I don't know. And then you have U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren, a.k.a. what we jokingly call, what, Foxahontas? Right? Whose claim to be a Native American descendant was widely challenged, always challenged. She had been proudly exhibiting the Harvard Law School as the first female Native American on the faculty. But she wasn't fired when they found out the truth. No, not at all. And then she found out that, you know, she virtually had almost no Native American in her whatsoever. In her DNA, in her blood, anything. Right? Her affiliation with the Cherokee tribe was not enthusiastically endorsed. That was how it was written in the Washington Post, and they are not friendly to the right, are they? The Cherokee Nation Secretary of State, Chuck Hoskin, he released a blistering statement in response to the test showing Warren was between 164th and 1024th Native American. His comments were, the DNA test is useless to determine tribal citizenship. Current DNA tests do not even distinguish whether a person's ancestries were indigenous to North or South America. Sovereign tribal nations set their own legal requirements for citizenship, and while DNA tests can be used to determine lineage, such as paternity to an individual, it's not evident for tribal affiliation. Using a DNA test to lay claim to a connection to a Cherokee nation or any other tribal nation, even vaguely, is inappropriate and wrong. Makes a mockery out of the DNA tests. Now, you know, here's the thing. Then what does matter? Right? Really, what does matter? What are the markers that they would line that up with? And maybe the markers that they were talking about showed how white she was and what was left over. Maybe it wasn't even what he thinks it was. Here we go. The president of Spokane, Washington, NAACP, right, Rachel Dolezal, taught African studies at the University of Eastern Washington. She had claimed to be black for years, but in 2015, she admitted, oh, she lied. Yeah, she was born to white parents. But she stated that she identified as black. In spite of the identification, she had to step down. Wow. Now, a professor specializing in African and African studies at George Washington University, Jessica Krug, she presented herself as a black person for years. And when she was challenged, She apologized. She went on to say, to an escalating degree over my adult life, I've said that my lived experience as a white Jewish child, think about this, she claimed to be African American, but she was a white Jewish child in suburban Kansas. Right? She said she assumed she had various assumed identities within blackness. She said, I had no right to claim. I love this. And they get away with it. They do. I mean, they get away with it. That woman got fired. Okay. She didn't get ridiculed by the black community. She didn't get ostracized by the group. She just was allowed to go her happy little way. Right? Why do they do it? What's wrong with them? What forces them? What pushes them in that direction? I mean, were you telling people they can become anything they want to be? They can, you know, again, I saw these kids. Not growing up with my group, not growing up with my, you know, our generation. In the next one, you'd hear these parents, come on, tell me I'm lying. You know, you'd be at the park, you'd be at a game, you'd be someone, you'd hear these parents say something to their kids, you know, about not being hurt. It's okay. Even if they won, it's all right. You played the game, so it's all good. It really doesn't matter who wins. You know, all that stuff. Yeah. Good luck with that. Feminists view traditional gender is imposed by the patriarchy. That's right. It's all our fault. We made you feminine. It's intended to keep women in chains. It's subservient to males. Thus, biological sex is seen as comparatively unimportant compared to the arbitrary structure imposed. Well, that's funny because, you know, even though the Bible has a hierarchy, the Bible has a layout of family. But nowhere does it say that a man is a dictator towards his wife. I can't find that anywhere. Right, the biological sex, when it's used, it's used by males as a rationalization, justification for imposing restrictions on females. Right? I mean, they go on with this craziness. It's not what it is at all. You know, the best example I just heard the other day, I thought was wonderful. And basically what it said was that, you know what? A woman, a mother, a woman, is defined simply as one that can naturally, has the equipment, who can naturally give birth to a child, who can conceive and incubate and grow a child, and a male can't. Physically impossible for a male to have children. I'm good with that definition. I like it. I think it's perfect. That's just me. I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but I'm telling you, that's what it is. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. You know, we got a lot coming up. Barack Lurie is coming on board here in a little bit. And one of the things we're going to talk about with him, actually one of the things we need to talk about with him, is he's written several books on how atheism kills. And why? I want to discuss that with him, but I don't want to stop there. Right? Because he also did a book called The Rise of the Sex Robots. And I think that's a big deal. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a little bit. You're listening to the Joe Mazzini Show.